teaching regional students, and certainly being able to teach students at multiple sites is already only mediated through the technology now. Teaching with technology and giving students options also helps to meet different learning preferences and styles and needs. However, we did come to, had quite a bit of conversation about the need to incentivize faculty, particularly junior faculty, to work toward the development. We heard about the time and investment needed to make quality courses this morning, and we need to figure out ways of supporting faculty who have some interest, and certainly current PNT standards in most cases really don't support that. And that means we may in fact need to think about recruiting different types of faculty as well. In terms of next innovations, we see the potential for 3D experiences and visualization. Again, some of this already happening. More experiential learning, where there'd be more emphasis on internships, practicums, lab, research lab partnerships, and less focus on the classroom. And then real-time access to information and knowledge as needed at the moment. So I think that was we talked a whole lot more, but those are the main points from our conversation.
Thank you. And 5 minutes. Perfect. Thank you very much. And group number two is the orange group. The facilitator is Michael Heitz, and the scribe is Ruth Watkin.
All right, we're going to do the expedited report, mm-hmm. which I think you'll all be very sorry to hear, but the notes will be there for you, just in case. A non-traditional learner is the first question. We really came down to four potential areas where we thought MOOCs could be relevant and useful. International audiences, professional education, advanced placement, particularly high school students, and potentially for alumni enrichment. Also, meeting the needs of non-traditional learners in terms of access. Again, we talked at some length about the potential to reach high school students, particularly AP, and in areas of particular need where some of our high schools don't provide certain coursework. We have several examples of that, and we also talked at some length about baccalaureate degree completion programs in areas of particular need. Moving on to question two, serving on-campus students. We were quite intrigued by potential accelerated models for serving our students. The discussion from this morning about 8-week courses and the opportunity to accelerate degree programs and improve learner outcomes. We were intrigued by the potential applications for serving on-campus students through that application. We talked at some length about building effective production models to scale online development and implementation. Those production models to involve faculty, design teams, and learning outcomes assessment experts. We wonder how we could match the kind of organizational structure that it would take to do that and to do that well. I think that's a worthy area to explore. Probably the most intriguing thing we discussed about serving on-campus students, the application of the kind of data analytics that we talked about today on a large scale and adaptive instruction. The opportunity to improve learner outcomes in online courses, blended courses, and in face-to-face instruction. This seems very promising to us, should be a priority. It will require some investment to make happen. In terms of next innovations, kind of bringing all those points together, the opportunity to create a transformed learning environment for all of our students, not as an add-on, but embedding technology as a core business, the application of data analytics and enhanced learning outcomes. And I think that is enough from group two. Thank you very much.
Very good. Okay, coming up next is the yellow group, the facilitator, Kathy Lang, and the scribe, Barbara Henley. Barbara, are you here? Okay, we'll skip ahead. We'll come back to this group. The blue group, the facilitator, Walter Knorr, and the scribe, Deba Dutta. Oh.
I thought I had 5 more minutes to review my notes. Okay, so our group